Before we get into the Jaden for MVP talk, I should mention, what better way to kick off 2025 than with the first Cakes Classic of 2025?
Ooh.
It's on New Year's Day. New Year's Day is the first Wednesday of the month, so that's tomorrow night at MGM National Harbor. Would love to see all the D-gens turn out in force tomorrow night, 7:15. You know how it works. Cards are in the air. It's always a good time.
You know what's funny about Cakes?
Play some poker.
He'll stay up later for the Cakes Classic than he will for New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah. That's not even close.
I actually was thinking about doing this maybe next year. Like, we've had this New Year's Eve party. My wife said this is the fourth year we're doing it. I'm like, I don't know. And you kind of figure things out along the way.
Yeah.
And so we added the singer this year. But I actually looked into it, didn't pull the trigger of hiring some dealers.
Okay.
And setting up like a poker table and a blackjack table.
Oh, really?
Because I got space in the basement.
Interesting.
Now, the kid, like, some people are bringing their kids. Mm-hmm. The basement's going to be pretty much for the kids.
Yeah.
And upstairs, people are going to be having the cocktails. Mm. We have, you actually know this bar. You maybe don't remember it that much. But we had a bar in my parents' house, which actually came from Puerto Rico, which actually came from Ecuador, whatever. Yeah. It's been passed down the family. My dad liked it. My tio Arturo, like, in his will, passed it to my dad.
Family heirloom.
But it's heavy as F.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, sure.
We moved it upstairs to set up the bar.
Okay.
But we have a space in the basement, which is kind of empty. Me and Isabella play like one-on-one soccer down there. Now she's starting to grow out of it. You could easily put... Don't you have a poker table?
I do, yes.
You could easily put a poker table down there.
Definitely have a poker table in the basement.
Yeah, that might be 2025.
Yeah. Good.
Then you'd stay longer.
I might. If a poker game breaks out of the basement, I might stay longer. That's true. But anyway.
Cakes Classic tomorrow night.
Yes.
MGM National Harbor.
Yes, correct.
I'm going to MGM National Harbor in a couple weeks.
Very good.
Four.
Hold on. What are you going to MGM National Harbor for? Can you give me a hint? You seen somebody in the theater?
I've actually been to this show before.
Oh, I think I know what it is. Are you going for some sort of Dancing with the Stars?
Dancing with the Stars.
At MGM National Harbor?
No, you know what? My wife did the Dancing with the Stars. By the way, behind the scenes, I didn't even know it. My wife tells me one day that Drab's wife reached out to him. I'm like, okay, whatever. She reached out to him. I guess Drab, through his wife, was trying to get my wife and her dance partner to do that on the holiday show.
Oh, yeah. I was just throwing that out there. Just trying to come up with ideas. Thought it would be funny of a surprise appearance.
A surprise cuckolding.
Between Alexei. What's it? Alexei and Jess? I don't remember the guy's name. Vladimir.
Now you're making me forget his name. Alex.
Hello, it's Alex. I'm ready to dance.
You guys wouldn't have liked that if we're just sitting there and out of nowhere, the music hits and Alex and Jess come.
There's a tango
down.
And salsa.
I'm going to do a traditional dance with Jess at the MGM. Then we retire to the suite and JP's still doing show. He'll never know.
What? She said she was going to check with him, but I never heard back. She didn't. Okay. She was not thrilled for it, so I didn't really want to push it.
Right. I think she's done with that dancing bit.
Right.
She liked it, but the reason why we're going is because that night, like, Farley came out, Chris Farley and his wife, and a couple of my friends and their wives came out to support, and it was a big charity thing, and they spent a lot of money. And that night, Jester out there, like, maybe we should all go to Dancing with the Stars. And then I said, well, maybe the ladies can go and the guys can hang out at like Voltaggio and then go gambling.
It's probably a better route for you.
So that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Got tickets through my guy, Mike Beasley.
Mm.
The ladies go to the dance show.
Yeah.
And then they meet up with the fellas afterwards. Then we just all hang out together.
Yeah. Very good.
As kind of a thank you to the group. So, yes, I'm going to Dance with Stars. I previously went with my mom and, you know, the Frasers.
Yep.
I went with octogenarians.
That's fine. It's all good. Okay, so we wanted to get into Jaden for MVP. Should he be more in the mix? Should he be more in their conversation for the season that he's putting together for the Washington Commanders?
So when you threw out this question, I actually want you to do it because I can't do a Cakes voice. It made me think of,
have you ever heard of Josh Allen and or Lamar Jackson and their exploits?
Exactly. That's what comes to mind. And then, have you ever heard of Sam Darnold? Like, if you actually think about the MVP, obviously the guy with the best stats this year is actually Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Better stats than Josh Allen. Josh Allen's close because when you combine, you know, the rushing touchdowns, the passing touchdowns, he's right up there with Lamar. And there are guys having great years. Joe Burrow's having a great year, but his team's 500 right now and probably going to miss the playoffs. Jared Goff is having a great year. But Sam Darnold, the Vikings have the same record as the Detroit Lions. Stunning, and nobody wants to give him a shine, but if you look at the numbers that your guy, because you made the bold prediction, Sam Darnold,
that was my
is
guy.
Delivering, he's having a much better statistical year than Jaden Daniels. So I do think Jaden Daniels should be in the running, okay, like of the top 10.
Again, but you're completely discounting the rushing element. Like when you're comping Sam Darnold to Jaden Daniels, you're only thinking about
do combined touchdown.
Okay, but I mean,
he's not up there with combined touchdowns.
But Jaden has 31 as a rookie. And he's not. And
okay, the rookie and should.
Throwing the ball to Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and TJ Hockenson. Like, he's not throwing to that cast of characters.
I understand, but the fact that he's a rookie shouldn't be a factor in an MVP voting.
I'm just stumping for my guy. I'm just stumping for Jaden.
Should he be in consideration? 800-636-1067. Yes, the team has transformed from a 4-win team to now 11, likely 12 wins, largely because they drafted Jaden Daniels, he's had an amazing year.
He's a plus 7 in the wins category.
He's definitely top 10 for MVP. I'd have to figure out exactly where I'd put him, but I think Lamar, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold are more deserving. Then you can talk to me about where he should fall.
I also just, like, I look at the fact that he's leading a team that's coming out of the wreckage of the Ron era, where all of Ron's basically first and second round picks either aren't on the team or aren't performing. I think they're all gone. I mean, aren't all of the high picks gone that Ron picked since he's been here? Jamin, Chase Young, Forbes, who am I missing? I mean, there have to be others that are in there, sprinkled in there. I mean, he's doing it with nothing. Some of those other players that you're mentioning have much better supporting cast. That's why I would throw some of my support behind Jaden Daniels. I know he's not going to
I'm
win
fine
it.
With some I'm, of your support, but would you vote for him as MVP? You'd vote for him over Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson?
I'm very biased. I probably wouldn't, but I would seriously consider him.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Maybe I would even have him number 4, but I can't get past those top 3. And Darnold, it's kind of snuck up on me because I haven't really paid that much attention. Then all of a sudden you look at it, he's already got 4,000 yards with 35 touchdowns.
Now, he does have 12 picks, but, I mean, Baker has 15. That's another guy. Baker Mayfield is getting overlooked because of what Josh Allen and Lamar are doing, but he's throwing for 39 touchdowns. Now, he has 15 picks, but he's airing the ball out a lot. He has 538 attempts.
And he's just getting disrespected because he's done it before and he was off to a slow start and he doesn't have the gaudy stats.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes has led a team to 15 wins. 26-11 is very similar in terms of the passing stats to Jaden Daniels. All right. And look, he's got a couple of rushing touchdowns. He doesn't have, 900 yards.
He's not going to rush for 900 yards like Jaden is. And I mean, he never would. I mean, he can move. He can create with his legs, but he's not a rushing quarterback.
Right. Like some of the analytics, the reason I think the Chiefs are number 1 in third down percentage, the reason is because of Patrick Mahomes. So does he deserve consideration? Yes. And I don't have a problem if you put him at number 4 or number 5. I don't think he gets into the top 3.
No, I don't think he gets in the top 3 either, but I mean...
Valdez or Drab, do you put Jaden Daniels in the top 3 of your MVP?
I can see the argument for it, but if I was voting, I would probably have him at 5. in the fringe of the top five.
Five's pretty good for a rookie.
I can understand.
That's really good.
We didn't even throw in Saquon Barkley.
I said in my preseason prediction that he will garner more MVP votes than CJ Stroud did as a rookie.
Okay.
So I kind of have him in that tier, probably more votes than CJ. But I can hear the argument for top three, but it, personally, if you're making have my list, he's not in my top three. He's five or six.
Give me your top three. We were focused on the quarterbacks. I didn't mention Saquon definitely deserves to be in the discussion.
I think it's Lamar, Allen, and Saquon.
Yeah.
Mahomes, I would put Mahomes four, Jaden five, Goff six.
And no Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold's going to win my comeback player of the year.
Very good. Like how you have that carve out. Solid. Yeah, I mean
Darnold's stats are favorable over Goff, and they have the same record.
Yeah, you know what? Darnold over Goff.
I thought Darnold would be good. I didn't think he would be 35 touchdowns good.
Like, well, then you also got to throw Baker in there.
Yeah, I mean, Goff has one more touchdown to Darnold, so I stand corrected. And Darnold has two more interceptions.
You know, Darnold.
So Goff slightly better statistically than Darnold.
Did Minnesota beat Detroit?
Well, we're going to see what happens here in the last week.
I know, but if they go 2-0, then Darnold. And you know what? Burrow's in the discussion, too. But the team has to make the playoffs for that to happen.
Yeah. Well, I think Jaden will... if I had to guess right now, I think Jaden will definitely be top 10 of the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to finish sixth.
Do I want to place a futures bet on Jaden winning an MVP by a certain year?
How about you just do
it? I think it could happen.
How about we just have a little friendly $2 wager?
All right.
Thanks to our guy.
Yep.
Forgetting his name right now.
Terrence. I think that's right.
I think Terrence wanted to spice up the show, gave us a bunch of $2 bills for bets. So I say six. Do you think it's going to be better, like top five or lower?
Ooh, am I betting Jaden top five? Top five.
I'll bet
MVP?
Six or lower.
Sure, for $2, it's not even a big blind at MGM.
Put it
National
in the
Harbor.
Book, Valdez. Yeah, $2, Valdez, keep in the book
Jaden
now.
Jaden top five. Why not? Let's do it. Let's get him in the top five MVP voting as a rookie. That'd be fantastic.
I think right now, according to FanDuel, he is tied for seventh.
Yep. Liking my bet then.
Josh Allen, Lamar.
You're pretty good.
Far beyond. Barkley third, Burrow fourth, Darnold fifth, Goff six, and Mahomes, Herbert, and Daniels all 50-1.
Ah, okay. Mm. Got it. All right. Scheduled to join us coming up at 9, Brian Robinson from your Washington Commanders. That should be coming up at 9 a.m. here on the Junks.